الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر Come on.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم إلى آخر السورة صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable Ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, we begin and we commence with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah, who is mine and your soul sustainer, nourisher, cherisher, protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers can recall, and those who are with us last week can recall, that we had discussed Suratul Fatiha. And mention was made that it has such a unique position that it is known as Ummul Quran, as the gist of the entire Quran. Without this surah, a person cannot perform a single salah. Without Suratul Fatiha, a person cannot perform a single surah. And we had discussed and elaborated on the first two ayats of Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Moving on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah is the master of the day of recompense. Now, who is a master? A master is one who has control and ownership and has full authority to do as he wishes. That is what we say a master is. So, Ya Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Malik of everything, both in this world and in the next. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world has given man temporary ownership. He has given man temporary ownership by means of which he may be able to fulfill his needs. However, when it comes to the year after, man does not possess even a temporary ownership of anything. That is why Allah says, Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah is the owner of that day. In this world, a man can deceive himself thinking that he is in control. But even he has to admit, even man has to admit that in the year after, he won't be able to do anything. He won't be able to control anything. So Allah draws mine and your attention to the day of recompense, which is another fundamental belief of a believer. Without belief in the year after, a person cannot be a believer. Now, respected elders and friends, ulama have taken out an amazing point from this. They mentioned that this world is a combination of trials and difficulties. It is a combination of comforts and enjoyment, each being a sample of what is to follow in the year after. Subhanallah. How beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mapped out Suratul Fatiha. And this, what I am explaining to you about Suratul Fatiha, is only just because of time constraints. Pages and pages have been written about one ayah of Suratul Fatiha. So this world is a combination of trials and difficulties, of enjoyment and peace. And this is exactly a sample of the year after. The year after is also an abode of trials and difficulties. The year after is also an abode of enjoyment and comfort, depending on how much we toil and how much we strive in this world. Now remember, if a person is owed something by someone and the debt is not settled in this world, friends, listen to this. This is something that we need to be cognizant about. This is something that we really need to take as believers of the year after. We need to have this in front of us. That if something or someone is owed something, or a debt is not paid in this world, or a person's rights are usurped and he is not compensated in this world, he will eventually be compensated on the day of Qiyamah. Remember that. You know, many a times when a person's rights is trampled upon, or when a person's debt is not fulfilled, or when a person is perhaps usurped via inheritance, or whatever the case may be, you will hear mostly a person will say, never mind, he'll get away with it in this world, but in the year after he won't get it. We say that. These are common words which we use. And that is so through those words. Because friends, on that day, there is no wealth that you can pay with. On that day, your deeds will be traded in exchange of the outstanding rights and debts. Remember that. And the extent to which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will exercise justice on the day of Qiyamah can be understood by the fact that it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that justice will be served to animals as well. Allahu Akbar. Justice will be served to animals until the hornless sheep shall be avenged for the sheep that harmed it with its horns. That is the level of justice that will take place by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is imperative that we continuously remind ourselves as well as others that that day is definitely going to come when we will be held accountable for our actions. Justice will be meted out and recompense will be given. And amazingly, the more consciousness of this belief will settle in our hearts, the more it will become difficult for us to usurp anybody's rights. The more consciousness we will have about we are going to stand in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, the more difficult it will become for us to disobey Allah or to trample the right of any person. Then Allah says, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, that you alone do we worship and you alone do we ask for assistance. The essence of worship, my friends, the essence of worship is for the worshipper to completely submit himself before the wish and the will of one who is being worshipped. Where you completely submit yourself without any questions asked to the one who is worshipped. Hence, Allah Ta'ala alone necessitates that we worship him in his obedience, and his pleasure alone is our primary priority. His pleasure alone is our primary priority. And for everything, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Oh Allah, I worship you and I ask for you. Yeah, Allah did not say ask only of Akhirah. No, Allah said ask of me. Ask Allah for assistance in every aspect of your life. Whether it is your deen, whether it is your dunya, whether it is your akhirah. In whatever, whether relating to your deen or dunya, as he is the one capable of assisting you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِهْدِنَا السِّرَاطِ, that, oh Allah, we make dua that, oh Allah, guide me to the right path. Guidance, my respected elders, is something which every person needs every moment of his life. For the affairs of his deen, and for the affairs of our dunya, we need guidance. Not only deen, even dunya we need guidance. When we don't know something, we ask a person who is an expert in that field for guidance. When we ill, we seek guidance from a doctor. When we in need of accounting skills, we ask somebody in the accounting field. So guidance is something that a person requires all the time. Now my respected elders and friends, it is for this reason that we make this dua for guidance in every rakat of our salah. And after being blessed with guidance, each person requires constant tawfiq, which is a divinely blessed by Allah Ta'ala to carry out good actions. Many people are on guidance, fortunately sometimes, due to our desire, due to our laziness, we do not have the ability to carry out good actions. We are lacking good actions. So this ihdina sirat al-mustaqim encompasses where we not only ask Allah for guidance, but we ask Allah for divinely help to assist us in carrying out good actions. Now, sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. Then who is guided? Who are the guided ones? We say, oh Allah, guide me to the path of those whom you have favored. So when asking for guidance, We ask Allah for the straight path. We ask Allah for guidance for those whom He has favored. And elsewhere in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the people who are the favored one. وَمَنْ يُطِعَ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ Those who have obeyed Allah. وَمَنْ يُطِعَ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ Those who obeyed Allah, and those will be in the company of those whom Allah has showered His favor. And who are those people whom Allah has showered His favor? The Anbiya, the highest ranking saints, the martyrs and the pious. Then we say Allah, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ Not the path of those who have gone astray, neither the path of those who have incurred your wrath. Now we know the Jews, we know the Christians, they incurred the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Jews, they changed the scriptures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Christians, what they did, they took a human and they gave him divinity and they made him Allah. Wa na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Then my respected elders and friends, Allah mentions an amazing point here in غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الطَّالِينَ That when Allah speaks of the straight path, Allah does not define it as Kitabullah. Listen to this point. Allah does not define the straight path as Kitabullah. Allah says, أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ Not Kitabullahi alayhim. Allah does not say, guide me, or we do not make dua and say, oh Allah, guide me on the path of the book. No, we say, we make dua that, oh Allah, guide me on those you have chosen. So the book of Allah is not mentioned, but Rijalullah is mentioned. Oh Allah, guide me on the path of those whom you have chosen from among the men of Allah. So there is a subtle point here that impressing upon mine and your mind that we will not be able to attain guidance by merely studying a book. That will not happen. Nobody has become a professor or a doctor by merely studying a book. He has to have a teacher. He has to have guidance of somebody who knows what he or she is doing. Hence, that is why the ulama have mentioned that for me and for you as lay people, we follow the four imams. These are Rijalullah. These are the men of guidance. These are the men whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen. And in conclusion, my friends, every time that you read Surah Al-Fatiha in your rakats, think of this last hadith that I am going to leave you with. And this is a hadith, a Qudsi. A hadith that is directly narrated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is reported that in a hadith that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, I have divided salah. I have divided Surah Al-Fatiha between me and my servant in two halves. SubhanAllah. Imagine for a moment that Allah who has created me and you, that Allah who is our sustainer, our nourisher, our creator. Allah says that every time my servant recites Surah Al-Fatiha, I have divided it into two halves. I have divided it. قَسَمْتُ الصَّلَاةُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِ نِصْفَيْنِ قَسَمْتُ الصَّلَاةُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِ نِصْفَيْنِ So what happens when me and you say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen? When we read Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, إِذَا قَالَ الْعَبْدُ Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen قَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى حَمِدَنِي عَبَدِي Allah himself says that my servant has praised me. Allah himself says that my servant has praised me. When we recite Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah then responds, my servant has glorified me. When we say Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, Allah says, this is me between me and my servant. That is the supplication that he has made. My servant will receive what he asks for. When the servant recites غَيْرِ الْمَغْتُوبِ, Allah Ta'ala responds by saying, and my servant shall receive what he asks for. Allahu Akbar. So every time that we stand in salah and we read Surah Al-Fatiha, when one is reciting the surah, ponder over this meaning, keeping in mind that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself is listening attentively and himself he is responding to every verse. Inshallah, with this consciousness in our mind, the salah performed with this frame of mind and consciousness will be a different salah. Imagine you praying consciousness of mind that I'm saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen and Allah is answering me. I'm saying Maliki Yawmiddin and Allah is answering me. Subhanallah, what a great favor. What a great boon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me and you with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the reality of the surah. And mention is not also made in the ahadith that the surah is known as Surah to Shifa, a surah of cure. Whenever you visit a sick person, recite the surah starting with durood 7 times. And recite the surah 7 times, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And end with durood, inshallah. Blow upon the sick person through the barakah of the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, inshallah, if Allah wills, then give the person shifa. And the first thing that we teach our children is Surah Al-Fatiha. Amazing. The first thing that we teach our children is Surah Al-Fatiha. May Allah grant us the reality of the surah. May we live on the surah and may we die on the surah as well, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. An important announcement, friends. Every week we make this humble appeal to our respected guests and our respected elders and brothers for donation towards the masjid, towards the madrasa. And alhamdulillah, further and over and above that, inshallah, the masjid will be embarking and the madrasa will be embarking on a solar project. We all know currently the electricity crisis that has hit our country. Once again, we make dua to Allah. The days of du'as are with us. The month of Sha'ban, the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, Allah change the condition in our country. Allah give us a better condition. Alhamdulillah, we have such a beautiful country where we sit, we read our salah, we come to the masjid. These are great ni'mats. And yes, we have our challenges in the form of load shedding, etc. May we overcome these challenges. May Allah guide our leaders to that which is best, inshallah. And the masjid will be, inshallah, embarking on this project. It is, me and you know, it is fairly a very costly project. It is something that is costly, but we feel that it is something that is needed as well. Keeping in mind that this is something that will be ongoing for a while, inshallah. So with regard to the details, with regard to the estimated amounts, the banking details, and everything else, inshallah, more information will be provided in the coming days, inshallah. It will be circulated to the public. It will be circulated on the various social media groups, inshallah. An appeal will be made to the brothers, inshallah. Keep this in mind when you are taking out your lillah in this month, in the month of Ramadan, that let me first donate towards my masjid, inshallah. Where I lighten up my masjid, inshallah, through solar, Allah will lighten up my qabr, inshallah. Subhanallah. If I give light to the house of Allah, Allah will give light to my qabr, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Next week you must speak. الحمد لله الذي امتن على عباده بنبيه المرسل صلى الله عليه وسلم وكتابه المنزل حتى اتسع على أهل الأفكار طريق الاعتبار بما فيه من القصص والأخبار واتضع به سلوك المنهج القويم والصراط المستقيم بما فصل فيه من الأحكام وفرق بين الحلال والحرام ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا الذين تذكروا بالقرآن وذكروا به الناس تذكيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام يقال لصاحب القرآن اقرأ وارتك ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا فإن منزلك عند آخر آية وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن الذي ليس في جوفه شيء من القرآن كالبيت الخرب وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من قرأ حرفا من كتاب الله فله حسنة والحسنة بعشر أمثالها أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الحمد الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقطاهم علي رضي الله عنه وأن الصحابة كلهم أجمع الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحب ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة Brothers, let us try to stand shoulder to shoulder. Throw our heels in line, try to fill in the gaps and stand as close as possible, inshallah.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد ونستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمنا ما
أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحمل إلا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام ورحمة الله
اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. اللهم صل على محمد واله الف الف مره. ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم رب اجعلنا مقيم الصلاه ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولاساتذتنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.